It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This is Dr. Steve.
Hello.
He is the living personification of evil.
Why, thank you.
In the past 24 hours, he has impersonated a Girl Scout, stolen a time and space travel device from the world's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Floyd, used said time and space travel device to travel back in time, beat up a newsboy carrying a stack of Dewey Defeats Truman newspapers, tried to bring those newspapers back to the future to sell them on eBay, and when his evil plan was thwarted by Dr. Floyd, Dr. Steve threw the stack of papers at Dr. Floyd as he made his escape back into space and time.
Well, that sure brings everyone up to date nicely.
Thank you, that's my job. We now find Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget racing through time, no doubt plotting another scheme in their never-ending quest to rule the world.
Fidget?
Yeah?
Do a Google search on the top 10 criminals of the 20th century.
All right.
Who's number one on the list?
Al Capone.
Al Capone? I'm a million times more worse than Al Capone is, aren't I? Well, I can show the world how bad I really am. Fidget, set a course for the Lexington Hotel in Chicago, the year 1929. I have an idea that will knock Al Capone down a peg or two.
Meanwhile, our friends Dr. Floyd, his protege Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion Chips are trying to track the movements of Dr. Steve so they can thwart any plans he comes up with.
Gee, Dr. Floyd, how come Chips doesn't know where Dr. Steve and Fidget are right now?
Well, he can only lock onto their coordinates by picking up their time ripples.
Time ripples? What's that, a Don Ho song?
No, time ripples are actual ripples in the very fabric of time and space that are made when Dr. Steve and Fidget make a jump through them.
Oh, I see. You know, I've been thinking, Dr. Floyd, why don't we just go back in time to the moment that Dr. Steve steals your time and space travel device and prevent him from stealing it?
It would do no good. Dr. Steve already has the time and space travel device. He could just go back in time and prevent us from preventing him from getting the time and space travel device.
Huh?
Never mind. Dr. Grant, leave the heavy thinking to the professionals. Besides, this would be one short radio series if we had some simple way to get it back.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
We have time ripples!
Dr. Steve and Fidget must have made a time jump. Where are they, Chips? Chips has tracked Dr. Steve and Fidget to Chicago in 1929.
Chicago? We've already been to Chicago in the first few episodes.
Yeah, but who's gonna care? Only some crazed fan that bootlegs all our shows and goes to all the Dr. Floyd fan conventions would ever notice.
Hey, don't diss those fans. They're my peeps.
You're so street, Dr. Floyd.
Word, homie.
What kind of evil machinations does Dr. Steve have in store for Al Capone? Will our heroes get there in time to prevent Dr. Steve from tampering with history? And would they want to try and save Al Capone anyway? You'll find out the answers to these and other moral quandaries next week when you'll hear Dr. Floyd say...
Hello? Yes? Well, just try hitting Control-Alt-Delete. Did it work? Good. Okay, bye.
Who was that, Dr. Floyd?
Bill Gates.
All on the next episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.